Com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. Appreciate Officer Rick and Penny and others. Did a little research myself as well during the break. The very first traffic that was open to vehicles was November 1st of 1957. Whoa. Actually, 2 months before I was even born. I was born in January 58. However, the official Mackinac Bridge dedication didn't take place until June 25th of 1958, when only 68 people walked the bridge. It's kind of interesting. Leading the pack was a bunch of white Oldsmobile convertibles that were built in Lansing, Michigan. White with red leather seats. Well, they led the pack. 68 people walked on that June 25th, 1958 day. And the walk itself was moved to Labor Day the very next year in 1959. And it's been held every Labor Day since then. So basically, my entire life, we've been walking on the Mackinac Bridge. Now, a couple of ideas. Russell Millersburg said, what about a participation fee? Well, if they charged $5 a person to cover the expenses times 33,000 people who walked last year, that would generate $165,000. According to this news article and the vote by the bridge authority, the people who are actually in charge of overseeing the bridge's operation, Mackinac Bridge Authority, we're talking about $18,500 in expenses for last year. So if that was typical, Russell, it wouldn't have to be five. $1 a person would cover it. Make it affordable, but yet cover the expenses. So, just a story caught my eye. I'm sure they'll figure it out. Because this is a tradition that I think we're going to carry on. I don't think this is going to stop. Over $18,000 in paying local police. So we'll see where this goes. We'll keep you abreast of it. But if you're planning on walking the Mackinac Bridge this year on Labor Day, I'm sure it's going to be something that you should be able to plan on, and it will happen. They'll figure it out. Biggest breaking political news, Republican Tudor Dixon made an announcement yesterday afternoon. She will not be running for governor in 2026, nor will she be running for the U.S. Senate. In her press statement, Tudor Dixon said, I will continue traveling our great state to support Trump policies and the candidates embracing them. President Trump's drive to save our country and be the voice for the working people is remarkable. I want to do my part to ensure his America First policies are cornerstones well beyond 2028. Dixon, now a West Michigan podcast host who previously was a sales manager in the steel industry, lost to Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in 2022 by 469,812 votes. Since being defeated, she's spoken and headlined various Republican events. For example, she opened up for now Vice President J.D. Vance last August at a rally opposing the Goshen Incorporated development battery plant in Big Rapids. Additionally, she co-hosted a town hall event in St. Clair Shores last year with then South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who's now President Donald Trump's Homeland Security Secretary. Well, May polling conducted by the Glengariff Group Incorporated for the Detroit Regional Chamber found that among 600 registered voters, Dixon had almost 70% total name ID, 18% favorable, 24% unfavorable. Her total name ID among registered voters was greater than U.S. Congressman John James, who's running as a candidate for governor next year. He was at 65.2%. As far as other Republican candidates for governor, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt was only at 22.7%, while former Attorney General Mike Cox was at 56.2%. Well, Duke Dixon went on to say in her press statement, announcing she's not running for governor or U.S. Senate, "It is critical that Michigan Republicans win next year in 2026. Gretchen Whitmer has been a disaster for our state. Jocelyn Benson is a conniving career far-left agitator, would be even more dangerous and infinitely worse for the state. Michigan voters must fire her, and with the right alternative, they will." Right now, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has been considered by political pundits to be the early frontrunner in the Democrat primary. In the very same Glengariff Group poll, they had Jocelyn Benson's name ID at 65.8%. Basically, the same as John James. And that 72.7% among definite voters who plan to vote in the Democrat primary. So right now, it appears Jocelyn Benson is the front runner on the Democrat side. John James with a slight lead of roughly 8 percentage points better than Mike Cox. So Tudor Dixon is out. She's not going to run in 2026. Good. She's got young daughters. I know she's dealing with some marital issues as well. So sit this one out. Definitely take care of your family. And let's see if she has any plans for the future. But right now, it's not going to happen. Not next year, 2026. Well, now this clears the way, in my opinion, for Bill Huizenga. Michigan congressman has been floating the idea of primary challenging Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. Let's see if we see an announcement from Bill Huizenga here shortly. Very, very interesting to see if he announces for a U.S. Senate run. Somebody has got to step up and run against Mike Rogers. I do not want Michigan voters to be voting for a third Florida U.S. senator. We need our own senator who lives and is part of Michigan. So we'll keep searching. We'll keep seeing where this goes. I'm going to start a story right now. Let's see. Yeah, we got enough time. We'll get this started. America Works USA, an organization affiliated with the Democratic Governors Association, is running social media ads calling on viewers to tell their state senators to support the My Road Ahead plan. The website displayed in the social media leads to an Action Network site, which sponsors a letter campaign that allows individuals to give input, such as their name, contact information, address, email address, and have an email sent to elected officials, asking them to get on board with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's My Road Ahead plan. She laid this out back during the State of the State address period, even though she gave it later, her proposed long-term road funding plan. The social media ad says, call your senator and ask them to get the job done. It also says a failure to act means thousands of jobs lost, skyrocketing vehicle repair costs, and higher expenses for infrastructure repairs down the line. 2 years ago in 2023, America Works USA spent over $1 million with Change Media Group. It was based in Detroit for media buys and production of commercials. The Change Media Group designed and developed Governor Gretchen Whitmer's 2022 campaign website and touts having delivered 57 impressions per person to 2.7 million Michiganders to support Whitmer's re-election in 2022. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one on this Thursday. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Kind of an interesting article, interesting social media advertising blitz going on by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, utilizing Change Media Group based out of Detroit, the same media buy production company that did her website for re-election back in 2022. In total, reports spending $4 million on media buys, production over $8 million, was part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's political campaign activities that was reported in 2023. Well, this America Works USA, in 2023's IRS 990 list, the Democratic Governors Associations as related tax-exempt organizations. They continue to do work for through the 2023-24 cycle and have been employed, engaged for 25-26 cycles. The call to action comes from this organization that shows its directors with the Democratic Governors Associations, not a conservative advocacy group, begging the question of why a Democratic organization would be publicly applying pressure for a road funding plan when they should be focused on electing Democrats. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office and Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony, their office declined to comment for the story. Speaker Matt Hall's office and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brink's office also did not respond to requests for comments. Well, the governor proposes her long-term funding plan basically this way. And I don't think the Republicans in the House are going to go for it. Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed a $3 billion long-term road funding plan that will allocate all taxes paid at the pump go directly towards roads. But it also proposes a $1.6 billion increase in new unspecified taxes on large corporations, $500 million in government efficiencies, and $470 million on a new wholesale marijuana tax. The combination of new revenue and cuts is a middle ground that she said both legislative Republicans and Democrats need to get on board with. Whitmer's My Road Ahead plan allocates every penny drivers pay at the pump to go to roads, closing a gap in funding of $1.2 billion toward roads would be made up in new revenue. What is new revenue? Increased taxes. She's going to backfill the school aid fund because of the diversion of the taxes at the pump by new revenue, higher taxes on large corporations. Okay, Governor, again, you don't understand business. You have never ran a business in your life. You have no idea about anything to do with businesses. Businesses, large corporations, don't pay taxes. Oh, they write a check. They mail the money in to the treasuries, both the U.S. Treasury and the Michigan State Treasury. But they don't pay those. The checks are written by them, but they pass those expenses of those taxes directly on to the consumers. The consumers who buy their products, goods, and services. So when you talk about imposing a new $1.6 billion in new unspecified taxes on large corporations, you're passing those new taxes on to us, the people. Why does this governor not understand this? Why do Democrats not understand this? Let's tax the rich. Let's tax those evil large corporations. Well, those evil large corporations give us products, goods, and services that we consume. And when we consume, guess what? The process gets passed on to us, the consumers. The Republicans have already come out and said publicly, not interested, Governor, not going to raise taxes. Well, she's wanting to spend money on these social media ad buys telling people to call their state senators. Why their state senators? Because it's controlled by the Democrats by one seat. And if her, the governor, and the Senate Democrats stand firm, well, basically we're not going to have a road funding formula because the Republicans aren't going to support it. It's that simple. We'll wrap this up. Final couple of paragraphs on the other side. Top of the hour news, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
SecondarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us